Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Joel Embiid scored 35 points as the 76ers finished a three-game season sweep of the Celtics, 106-96. Philadelphia has now regained a share of first place in the Eastern Conference, pulling even with the Nets. Also yesterday, the Lakers cruised over the Raptors, 110-101. The Warriors edged the Bucks, 122-121. And the Bulls overwhelmed the Pacers, 113-97. In the NHL, the Rangers clobbered the Penguins 8-4, the Islanders blanked the Capitals 1-0, the Sabres outscored the Devils 5-3, and the Bruins bested the Flyers 4-2. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees ripped the Orioles 7-2, the Mets doubled up the Phillies 8-4, the Red Sox defeated the Rays in 12 innings 6-5, the Rangers downed the Blue Jays 7-4, the Nationals beat the Braves 6-5, and the Astros held off the Angels 4-2, one day after fans threw an inflatable garbage can and a real one onto the warning track. It was a bit of a hostile environment for Houston. They played amid near constant booing in protest over the team's sign-stealing scandal. It's the first time American League West fans have been allowed to enter ballparks since the scandal was made public. Lastly, the first woman to accuse Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson of sexual assault and harassment spoke publicly yesterday. Ashley Solis alleges she was terrorized by her encounter with the NFL player and that he needs to be held accountable for his actions. Solis says she was assaulted and traumatized when she tried to give Watson a massage in March 2020. Watson has been accused of sexual assault or harassment in lawsuits filed by 22 women. Watson's attorney has called the allegations, quote, meritless. I'm Jesse King.